It's Woman Crush Wednesdays, baby! Hey guys, welcome or welcome back to the Bottomless Banter podcast. I am your host Maggie, aka the Vibe Curator, aka the Bad Girl, aka that girl. I am so excited to introduce this new segment of the podcast called Woman Crush Wednesdays. On this minisode, I have decided to take the time to talk about women who have personally inspired me, be it influencers, podcasters, businesswomen, all women in general who have personally made an impact in my life, or women who I really feel deserve to be talked about and given their flowers. I hope you guys continue tuning in and enjoy this part of the show. On the very first episode of WCW, I'm going to give flowers to the women who have personally encouraged me to start my party. These women are honest, kind, caring, the girlfriends we have always wanted and the big sisters we never knew we needed as women. The women that I'm talking about are our internet agony aunts from the Receipts podcast. The podcast is fronted by three women, Tolly, Audrey, and Milena. Ow! As they would say, the whole podcast is based on their own personal truths based on facts and receipts, hence the name. Tolani is a journalist, scriptwriter, podcaster. She has worked as a freelance beauty and lifestyle writer for various publications. She has developed scripts for TV and also hosts Netflix podcast 10 over 10 would recommend. Audrey is a natural conversationalist. Honestly, I am always down to hear Audrey's opinion when it comes to the different conversations. She's passionate about discussing social issues and is known for her impeccable humor. She has worked as a journalist, radio presenter, and hosted the Amazon Prime YouTube series, Talk That Talk. Milena Sanchez is a talented singer, songwriter, and a proud mother. She's best known as the sex-positive and big-hearted member of the Receipts podcast. Milena isn't afraid to discuss taboo subjects and often shares her personal experiences in the hope of helping others. She is passionate and open when it comes to love and hardships. The Receipts podcast was officially launched in 2016 with the intention of creating a space for Black women to have the conversations that they've always wanted to have. They described this to be like a magnified group chat. The trio, who are now authors of the Sunday best-selling book Keep the Receipts, also strive to offer advice to their listeners based on their personal experiences or on a what would I do basis. If you are a day one fan, you will understand me when I say that I look forward to the minisode Keep the Receipts. Just because even if I didn't write in a dilemma that I'm going through, there's always someone with a similar experience somewhere in the world, so I'm definitely gonna hear something that's quite similar and learn from it. Across the different episodes, the ladies shared their thoughts on everything from careers, life, family, sex, and friendships. In a society where women are often looked down upon for embracing their sexuality or even openly talking about sex, among other things, Tolly, Audrey, and Milena create an unfiltered space to crack a bit of banter, gossip, and share some genuine life experiences. The intention of the podcast is to normalize women sharing the things that were before frowned upon with zero judgment. Personally, their big sister energy and their realness is really what got me into the podcast. The trio are currently making so many moves. They did sold out live shows in London, Birmingham, and currently other places in the UK. They joined BBC One Extra for a Sunday spot at 9 p.m. They have become a platform for many different perspectives of British women of color, with guest appearances from prominent people in all walks of life. You can also catch them on the different billboards in the UK. For its many fans, the podcast is an opportunity to hear from women of color and what their life experiences are. However, they have also been surprised by how universal the show has proven to be. Prime example is me being a fan all the way from Australia. They have listeners in the US, the UK, Africa. If it's a country on earth, they have listeners. In the UK, they are regularly approached by people from the LGBTQIA communities or even sex workers. They are not afraid to bring out the conversations that most people consider taboo in this day and age. For me, this podcast represents a generation of women who have decided to speak freely. A generation of women that have decided to say fuck all societal norms. We say what we say and we mean what we say respectfully. They have inspired me to believe that you can indeed be whoever you want to be if you put your mind to it. They have taught me that being a black woman is one of the greatest gifts from God, and despite not feeling good enough at times, I need to put it in my head that I am unique and there's only one of me, so that I should always strive to learn and be the best version of myself. Make sure you tune in every Wednesday to catch an episode of the Receipts podcast. As Michelle Obama once said, one of the lessons that I grew up with was always to stay true to myself and never let what somebody else distract me from my goals. Thank you guys for being real ones, and I will catch you on the next episode of WCW. Peace out!